Greetings, brothers and sisters. Let us turn to the book of Revelation.
弟兄姊妹们好，请我们打开启示录。
Let's go to read the letter to Thyatira, which is in Revelation chapter 2, verses 18 to 29.
我们要读启示录第二章十八到二十九节，这一段是写给推雅推罗教会的信。
Revelation 2:18.
启示录第二章。
And to the angel to the church in Thyatira write, The Son of God, who has eyes like a flame of fire, and his feet are like burnished bronze, says this.
你要写信给推雅推拉教会的使者说，那眼目如火焰，脚像光明铜的神之子说。
I know your deeds and your love and faith.And service and perseverance, and that your deeds of late are greater than at first.
我知道你的行为、爱心、信心、勤劳、忍耐，又知道你末后所行的善事比起初所行的更多。
But I have this against you, that you tolerate the woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, and she teaches and leads my bondservants astray.So that they commit acts of immorality and eat things sacrificed to idols.
然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你容让那自称是先知的妇人耶洗别教导我的仆人，引诱他们行奸淫，吃祭偶像之物。
I gave her time to repent, and she does not want to repent of her immorality.
我曾给她悔改的机会，她却不肯悔改她的淫行。
Behold, I will throw her on a bed of sickness, and those who commit adultery with her into great tribulation, unless they repent of her deeds.
看啊，我要叫她病卧在床，那些与她行淫的人若不悔改所行的，我也要叫他们同受大患难。
And I will kill her children with pestilence, and all the churches will know that I am him, he who searches the minds and hearts.And I will give to each one of you according to your deeds.
我要又要杀死他的党类，叫众教会知道我是那查看人肺腑心肠的，并要照你们的行为报应你们个人。
But I say to you, the rest who are in Thyatira, who do not hold this teaching, who have not known the deep things of Satan, as they call them, I place no other burden on you.
至于你们推雅推拉其余的人。就是一切不从那教训不晓得他们素常所说撒旦深奥之理的人我告诉你们我不将别的担子放在你们身上
Nevertheless, what you have, hold fast until I come.
但你们已经有的总要持守只等到我来
He who overcomes and he who keeps my deeds until the end to him I will give authority over the nations.
那得胜又遵守我命令到底的，我要赐给他权柄制服列国。
And he shall rule them with a rod of iron, as the vessels of the potter are broken to pieces, as I also have received authority from my Father.
他必用铁杖辖管他们，将他们如同摇户的瓦器打得粉碎，像我从我父领受的权柄一样。
And I will give him the morning star.
我又要把全心赐给他。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
So here we see that there is this idea of Jezebel at Thyatira.
这里我们看到啊，在推雅推拉似乎有着耶洗别的事。
And Jezebel often is depicted as a religious system that has been codified.
通常耶洗别代表宗教世界的一个最正确的一个代表。
And also Jezebel also, the second thing is that she represents sexual immorality.
耶洗别第二件事情就是代表犯奸淫。
And because of that, it seems like we as a non-denominational congregation least identify with this letter.
因为这个缘故，我们这些没有宗教派别的教会，好像对耶洗别没有很多的认同。
And we also, because of that, think that this only pertains to, let's say, maybe Roman Catholics or other people who have a codified religion.
因此的缘故我们常常觉得哇，这封信可能是跟天主教有关系，或者跟其他的宗教有关。
So that's why let's take a look at this letter to take a look at two points. One, we'll see how does Jezebel pertain to us? And secondly, how the rewards to overcomers pertain to us.
所以我在这封信里想分享两点。第一点就是耶洗别跟我们有什么样的关系？第二个就是我们怎么样要持守神已经所吩咐我们的一直到底，那个奖赏要一直持守到底。
So first about the religious system.
第一个我想分享的是宗教的制度。
That she is the outgrowth of the doctrine of Balaam mentioned in the previous letters.
这个呢就好像在之前的那个一个巴兰，就好像我们之前所讲到在这里提到这个巴兰，他整个巴兰教训的一个像电脑的那个城市一样。
电脑 ，OK。
Algorithm。
OK。So it's how Balaam compromised his faith with the world and with his own self-interest, whether it be money or other things.
那么巴兰呢？为了他自己的贪心，也为着这个整个世界这个宗教的思想。于是呢，不忠心于神的托付。
And it's also a development from the Nicolaitans, which are also mentioned in the previous letters.
那么前一面前一个一封信里头呢，也提到尼哥拉一党的人的教训。
And it's very easy for followers of a great spiritual leader to codify that person's teachings and try to extend it after his death.
所以呢，人很容易就追随了尼哥拉一党的教训，然后呢，按照这个教训呢，继续持续下去他们的教导。
And often those spiritual leaders are good, but then we still keep their practices and their styles of meetings on and on until after their death.
就好像今天有一些教训一开始是好的，但是后来跟随的人呢，就扩展他们之前的教训，一直跟随下去。
And for us, it might be possible we do that often with Watchman Nee.
对我们来讲，常常我们有同样的心思意念，对于尼托生弟兄的教训。
And we could call them Nicolaitans.
那么这里像这样子的人的话，走偏了的人，我们就把他称作尼哥拉一党人。
And there's also another group of people, perhaps who gather local churches that could be Legalaitans.
或者呢是在地方教会里头聚会的那些人，就像尼哥拉一党的人这样子追随的那个起初的教训，但是又分叉了。
And then we could call ourselves and be Nicolaitans.
甚或我们有的时候跟随我们自己的教训，就变成了尼哥拉一党。
But essentially, we want to be careful of the religious system and always be aware of the Christian life in Christ.
我的重点呢，就是说我们必须要小心，自己要谨慎，不要变成追随宗教的尼哥拉一党，成为这一党的人。
And we want to be more welcoming of, while standing in the ancient past, but be welcoming of different ideas and ways of service to always improve our service to the Lord.
我们对古时传下来的服事，我们当然应该接受。但是我们要非常谨慎小心我们自己现在的服事，现在所追随的教导。
And the second thing that Jezebel represents are the sexual immoralities.
第二件事呢，耶洗别所代表的呢是奸淫。
And often we think that this does not pertain to us. We think we are not adulterers, we are not pornographers, we are not homosexuals, we are not people who have casual sex.
我们常常想这跟我们没什么关系我们也不犯奸淫，我们也不是同性恋，我们也不会去看那些黄色的书籍，所以这似乎这个犯奸淫的事与我们无关。
But lusts are very common. They are in the music videos, they're in the TV shows.
但是事实上在音乐里头，你在电视上所看的那些节目都有这个奸淫的事。
And the participation in them have consequences not just on you, not on just the other party, but also has effects on the children. It has effects on the people around us.
如果你在这件事情上有份的话，那个后果不光是你，影响到你，影响到别人，甚至影响到你的儿女。
So I also want to talk about, because homosexual behavior may not be so heavily addressed here,
虽然同性恋的事在这里并不是特别的强调。
But so that we want to say that being homosexual is okay.
但是我想说的呢，是说你如果是同性恋的话，是可以的。
Since it is a product of some part of one's nature, of one's genetics, and of one's upbringing.
因为成为一个同性恋者。有一部分是因为你本身的基因的关系，一部分是因为你环境所造成的。
However, engaging in homosexual behavior, not being one, is not okay.
但是呢，你真正去成为有同性恋者介入那样的行为的时候，那就是不对的。
Because at the issue of Jezebel is an issue of swelling pride.
因为在耶洗别身上，我们看到一个特别的。满意的一个骄傲。
First is the pride of tolerating Jezebel, of tolerating Jezebel and not being repentant.
在这里我们看到那里的教会容许耶洗别并不说拒绝他的教训。
It is the pride of practicing, let's say, sexual immoralities, practicing homosexuality, thinking that one's way is best before God's way.
这个意思就是说那个教会的人觉得遵从就是说事实上去行奸淫或者今天像我们今天同性恋这种行为比神的教训还要好。
And it also is a pride of judging others.
同时耶洗别又代表一种骄傲就是你去论断别人。
When other people have sins that are more seen than our sins which are unseen.
当你看到别人有一些你看得到的罪你觉得他比你是更是一个罪人，因为你犯的罪你看不到，别人看不到。
Therefore, homosexuals will enter the kingdom of God because the sin is in the members of their body.
我觉得同性恋的人可以进入神的国，因为他们所犯的罪是在身体上的。
However, those who practice it will not.
但是那如果你是同性恋，但是你并不去真正做同性恋的事。可以进神的国，因为这个罪是犯在这个是你的身上的事。但是那些真正同性恋又去做同性恋的事的人是不能进天国。
And this is the work that Christ has done for us. He has overcome for us first, and thus we could be overcomers.
因为这全部是基于主耶稣基督已经成就的救恩，他先为我们得了胜。因此呢，我们也可以在罪上得胜。
And thus we want to recognize and not deny a sexual sin, and then turn to God for repentance.
因此我们要做的事呢，就是要承认你的淫行，然后悔改，转向神。
But for all of us, let's look from lust, and then watch vigilantly for the morning star.
所以我们每一个人都要警醒在神面前。只等到晨星出现。
So that brings us to the two rewards of the overcomers.
如果我们这样做的话呢，是一个得胜者，那么有两种奖赏。
One is the scepter, which answers to the religious system part.
有一部分是你能够对着宗教组织所有教训，你能够得胜得到的奖赏。
And the second one is the morning star, which answers to the sexual immorality part.
第二个呢，讲着诚心的奖赏呢，是针对着奸淫这件事情。
So the scepter is says here an iron rod to rule the nations during the millennium kingdom.
那么这两种得胜的人的奖赏呢，都跟铁杖有关系。第一个呢，得胜的人呢是说他们神给他铁杖给他们管辖，能够 打最摇户的瓦器。
In order to rule the nations, one must be able to rule the congregation well, unlike the Nicolaitans, whose name means to rule the congregation, but they did so incorrectly.
一个人想要将来的做一个得胜者，要得胜者是要掌管所有的国家的。那么第一件事要做是在你的聚会的当中要能够掌权得胜。那么不像尼哥拉一党的人，他们的重点只是说在他们的当地的教会当中能够得胜。
So the one reward is to have a place in the Millennium Kingdom.
那么第一种奖赏呢，是在千年国度里头有份。
So the second reward is the Morning Star.
第二个奖赏是晨星。
So in one sense, it is the star that you see right before the dawn during the darkest time of night.
晨星有一种意思，就是说在深夜以深，在黎明即将来到的时候，第一个出现的星。
So as if Christ give us a hope.In the darkness,
就好像基督在黑暗当中给了我们的希望。
Before he rises as the blazing dawn of judgment upon this earth,
在他像那个星火明亮的星升起而来在地上施行审判之前，他就像那个晨星。
But the reward is also the hope of the rapture.
那么他的奖赏呢是被提的奖赏。
If you can imagine, it's like being caught up above the clouds so that you could see the morning star first before the rest of the world sees the sun.
你可以想象，在太阳出来之前，你先被提起，在诸云之上看，首先看到那个晨星，而其他全世界的人都在等着看那烈日升起。
And it's also quite amazing that.How Jezebel is the outgrowth of the doctrine of Balaam.
这里更让人惊奇的呢，是说，耶洗别呢是巴兰教训的一个蓝图。
We can see how Balaam himself saw both of these rewards, the star and scepter, in Numbers 24, verse 17.
在民数记24:7里头，我们看到。巴兰其实自己首先已经看到这两个奖赏。
So Numbers 24:17 it says.
那民数记24:17。
I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star shall come forth from Jacob. A scepter shall rise from Israel.
民数记24:17，我看他却不在现时，我望他却不在近日。有星要出于雅各，有杖要兴于以色列，必打破摩押的四角，毁坏扰乱之子。
But for us, it should be we are closer, so it should be I see him, but almost now, I behold him very near.
但是对我们来讲，因为我们非常离近主来的日子，所以应该是我望他却不在近日，我看他却不在现时。
So we should watch vigilantly for the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以呢，我们要非常警醒的等候主耶稣基督。
To heed the warnings of Jezebel and turn away from our lusts and our religious systems.
我们应该要注意，我们要远离耶洗别的教训。
And thus greet the rewards of the rapture and the millennium.
因此呢，让我们来等候接受这个奖赏。这个奖赏呢，就是在天国，然后是在晨星的奖赏。
我们先来看一段圣经。
Let's first read a passage of the verses.
约翰福音15:11。
John 15:11。
15:11。
The Gospel according to John 15:11。
这些事我已经对你们说了。
These things I have spoken to you.
是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里。
That my joy may remain in you.
并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
That your joy may be full.
今天是2015年最后的一个主日了。
Today is the last Sunday of the year 2015.
回顾这一年来参加的安息聚会的次数比较多。
As I reflect upon the whole year, it seems that I attended more of the memorial services this year than before.
我们基督徒一样会面对生老病死的事情。
So we as Christians face death, birth, dying, and sickness just the same as the rest of the world.
有的时候还甚至跳过老这个阶段。
Sometimes we skip the stage of aging.
变成生病死。
And we become ill, eventually we die.
但是基督徒在世上短短的数十年。
Well, in a few decades of us being Christians in this world,
应该过一个喜乐的生活。
We should live a joyful life.
刚才我们读的这段圣经里面就解释什么是喜乐。
And in the passage we just read, it explains to us what it means by joy.
主说这些事我已经对你们说了。
The Lord said, these things I have spoken to you.
这些事是什么事呢？
What are these things then?
就是约翰福音十五章前面第一节到第十节讲到的住在主里面。
That's what the Lord said in the beginning of John 15 from verse 1 to verse 10, abiding in the Lord.
而且要常常住在主的爱里面。
And often abide in the Lord's love.
这件事情是主喜乐的原因。
And this is the very thing that would make you joyful. Make the Lord joyful.
而且主愿意把这个喜乐放在我们的里面。
And also the Lord delights in placing this same joy that he has into our heart.
主说叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
So that your joy may be full.
根据伦敦经济学院的一个研究。
According to one study from the School of Economics in London,
人的一生最快乐的年纪是23岁跟69岁。
The most joyful years of a whole person's life would be when you are 23 years old and when you are 69 years old.
从23岁是最快乐的时候，然后快乐的程度慢慢的减少。
And then they found out that at the age of 23, that's your most joyful time, and gradually it declines.
到了55岁是一个转捩点。
When you come to the age of 55, it's a turning point.
快乐的程度又开始爬升。
At that moment, the degree of your happiness climbs up again.
到了69岁达到最快乐的。
When it reaches your age at 69, it has reached the pinnacle.
这个听来也有点道理。
It makes sense, doesn't it?
23岁大学毕业刚开始工作。
When you are 23 years old, most likely just graduate from college and start your new job.
也还没有家庭孩子的负担。
You don't have the burden of the family or children.
等到了55岁以后呢
？After year 55,
孩子慢慢长大离开了。
Your children have grown up and have left home.
开始准备退休，而且也不要照顾年老的父母亲了。
At this time, you start preparing for your own retirement, and you don't have to take care of your elderly parents anymore.
但是呢，我这里讲到的是世人的所谓的快乐。
What I've been talking about is the secular happiness.
你在世上，你一定会碰到令你忧愁的事情。
In this world, you are bound to encounter things that grieve you.
比如说，年轻人在开始做事、找对象。
For example, our young people would be starting to look for a job and looking for a prospective spouse.
常常会碰到一些挫折。
And often you would meet some setbacks.
那么五六十岁的人呢？
Those who are in the 50s and 60s.
公司就在那个年纪的时候把你裁员。
Right at that time, your company let you go.
然后让你很不容易再找到事情。
So it's going to be very hard for you to find another job at this age.
基督徒也要面对这些发生的事情。
Christians face similar situations all the time.
那么基督徒如何来面对这些事情？
So we as Christians, how shall we face all these circumstances?
我们常常想到的一句话就是说，
Often we think of this statement,
把你的忧虑卸给神呢，
which says, cast your care upon God.
神说凡劳苦担重担的都可以到我这里来啊。
God says that all you who labor and are heavy laden, come to me.
为什么我们常常看到有些基督徒我们脸上似乎还带着一些忧愁的面容呢？
Why is it that we often see Christians, their face seem to carry a tinge of grief?
虽然主日来到聚会里面，
Even though on Sundays they come to the meetings,
脸上可能还勉强装着一些笑容。
And often they have this forced smile on their face.
但是里面确实还是有忧愁。
Within them, they are very much saddened.
那么我们就想了一个故事。
And here I think of a story.
有个人担着一个很重的担子在街上走。
There is this one person who carries a very heavy load and walking on the street.
然后一个开车人就停下来。
Another person driving a car stops by.
说你上我的车子吧。
And saying to this person, the first person saying, come, get into my car.
那个人坐上了车，但是担子还是放在肩膀上。
Now, after this person gets into the second person's car, still his heavy load is upon his shoulders.
开车人就说，你可以把那个担子放下来，你已经坐我的车上了。
So the driver says, well, put down your load because you're sitting in my car.
他说真是很感谢你了，我已经麻烦你让我坐上你的车。
And that person says, oh, I really thank you so much. I appreciate it so much because you have allowed me to sit in your car already.
我不想再增加你的那个重担了。
I don't want to increase any further burden upon on your part.
这就是我们把担子卸给主，但是那个担子还在我们身上。
Isn't this just like we have saying that we have cast our care upon the Lord, but still we ourselves carrying the load all the time?
这就是我们没有足够的信心。
And this is because we do not have a sufficient faith.
觉得主可以负责我们一切的重担。
Not believing that the Lord is going to take responsibility for all our loads.
所以我们把那个担子又放回我们的身上。
Therefore, we take the same load back upon us again.
那么 有一节，有一段圣经是讲到怎么样来面对这个忧虑的事情。
There is one Bible verse that would teach us how to face all these grieving situations.
That's in
Philippians 4:4.
这是我们很熟悉的经节。
The verse is very familiar to all of us here.
腓立比书4章第4节。
Philippians 4:4.
你们要靠主常常喜乐。
Rejoice in the Lord always.
我再说，你们要喜乐。
Again, I will say rejoice.
当叫众人知道你们谦让的心。
Let your gentleness be known to all men.
主已经近了。
The Lord is at hand.
应当一无挂虑。
Be anxious for nothing.
只要凡事借着祷告祈求和感谢。
But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving.
将你们所要的告诉神。
Let your request be made known to God.
神所赐出人意外的平安。
And the peace of God which surpasses all understanding.
必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
Will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
这里第四章已经讲到三次的命令。
Now, three times, there are three imperatives here you see in chapter 4.
第一个是,你们要靠主常常喜乐。
First, rejoice in the Lord, always.
第二个还是说,你们要喜乐。
Then again, the Lord says, rejoice.
第三次是说,当叫众人知道你们谦让的心。
Third imperative is, let your gentleness be known to all men.
喜乐这件事情是可以命令的吗?
So, is this matter of being joyful, could that be commanded?
喜乐主要是一个态度的问题。
Joy is essentially a matter of attitude.
不是感觉上，不是一个感觉的事情。It's
not from your sentiment.
不是说哦，今天我觉得心情很好，很快乐。It
shouldn't be that today I'm in good mood, so I am very happy.
否则圣经怎么会说你们在患？ 大患难当中还要喜乐呢?
Otherwise, how could the Bible say that in a great tribulation, rejoice?
这种喜乐呢,
to have this kind of joy, you have to exert your will.
来保持这种态度, 就是心态,
in order to maintain this attitude, this volition.
那么那些难处呢? 还是在那里。
Yes, all those difficulties just remain as before.
但是你不可以去用一种鸵鸟的心态去不管它。
But you should not hide yourself. 嗯, from all these problems as ostrich.
就是你去逃避它。
Trying to run away from all these issues.
你必须去面对这个存在的问题。
You have to face head on all these issues.
这个经节在里面说，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢。
Here, the verse tells us that in all things, everything by prayer, supplication with thanksgiving.
将你们所要的告诉神。
Let your request be made known to God.
这边两次提到祷告，就是祷告和祈求。
In this passage, twice it mentions pray, make supplications.
最后是感谢。
In the end, you have to couple it with thanksgiving.
借着这些事情，你就可以面对你所
Through prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving, you're able to face all the problems.
然后基督的平安会赐给你。
And then the peace of Christ will be imparted to you.
那个平安其实就是耶稣基督他自己。
That peace is actually Lord Jesus Christ himself.
就是主耶稣在十字架上为我们成就的和平。
That is the same peace that Lord Jesus has accomplished on the cross for us.
赐给我们的这种出人意外的平安。
And that peace surpasses all understanding.
那这种平安呢，是你要从永恒的角度来看。
And you have to view this peace from this perspective of eternity.
比如说我们面对亲人离世的时候。
For example, as you're facing your beloved one to pass away.
你要想到是无论这个距离有多远，但是有只要有基督耶稣做我们当中的联系。
You have to think it this way, regardless how great the distance might be, but as long as Lord Jesus Christ is the connection between you and your beloved ones,
那这个距离就是不是在遥远。
So this distance is not distant.
最后再讲一个基督徒的故事。
Now, lastly, I would like to conclude my sharing with a story about a Christian.
有个基督徒在街上，他的钱包被人家抢走了。
There is one Christian walking on the street whose purse was robbed by somebody else.
然后他就跟神祷告。
And then this Christian prayed to God.
三件事情。
He prayed to God for three things.
第一个是感谢主，他只抢我的钱包，没有伤害我的身体。
First, he thanked God that this robber only took away my purse, and he did not harm my body.
第二件事是
Second thing is
感谢主这是我40年来第一次被抢。
Thank the Lord, this is the very first time that I've been robbed throughout my 40 years of life on earth.
第三件事情是感谢主。
The third thing he said, thank the Lord.
是他抢我，不是我抢他。
It's he robbed me instead, I robbed him.
这是我们面对一些事情的态度。
This should be the attitude as we face all sorts of matters.
这是保罗所说的。
And this is also Paul said.
似乎是忧愁，却是常常快乐。
As though sorrowful, but always joyful.
愿意我们一起互相勉励。
May my sharing could encourage one another.
过一个喜乐的生活。
To live a joyful life.
好，我交通就停在这里。
This concludes my sharing. Peace to you all, brothers and sisters.
我想分享最近在查经中所学到的。
I would like to share with everyone what I have learned in all these Bible studies I have attended.
感谢主，每次查经完以后都是重新得力，从来没有失望过。
I thank the Lord. After every Bible study, I'm being renewed in strength. The Lord has never disappointed me.
我们先看耶利米书三十一章。
Let's now first refer to Jeremiah 31:31.
31节。
Verse 31.
耶和华说：“日子将到，我要与以色列家和犹大家立定新约。”
Behold, days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah.
第三十三节。
Verse 33 of the same chapter.
耶和华说，那些日子以后，我与以色列家所立的约乃是这样： 我要将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们心上。我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。
But this is the covenant which I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my law within them, and on their heart I will write it. I will be their God, and they shall be my people.
神要把这个律法写在我们心里面，这个计划显然非常重要，因为他在旧约的经节里面有提过很多次。
God's plan to write His laws upon our heart evidently is very important because in the Old Testament He has mentioned several times.
再看以西结书三十六章。
Now let's read Ezekiel 36.
二十六节。
26.
我也要赐给你们一颗一个心心，将心灵放在你们里面。又从你们的肉体中除掉石心，赐给你们肉心。
Moreover, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you, and I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh.
神告诉我们他工作的方法，同样的是也告诉我们我们这个心有瑕疵，这个已经失去功用。
God has told us His ways of work, and at the same time, He tells us that our heart is not functioning well because it has all the defects.
所以神要把一个新的心给我们，所以他的工作可以完成。
Therefore, He has to grant us a new heart for His job to be accomplished.
好，我们再看约翰福音第十二章。
Now we read John 12.
第二十四节
24.
我实实在在的告诉你们，一粒麦子不落在地里死了，人就是一粒，若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。
Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone, but if it dies, it bears much fruit.
主耶稣在受死之前就先告诉他的门徒。
Lord Jesus, before he died, he had foretold his disciples.
也告诉我们，我们会得到一个新的生命，是一个复活的生命。
And also he has told us that we will receive a new life. This is the risen life.
这里我们同时也看到一个现象，就是我们的神喜欢把他要做的事先告诉我们。
Here we also see one phenomenon that is our God delights in.Telling us in advance what he wants to accomplish.
我们再看一节圣经，希伯来书第九章。
Another verse, Hebrews 9.
第十五节到
verse 15.
十七节。
To 17.
为此他做了新约的中保，既然受死，除了人在前约之时所犯的罪过，便叫蒙召之人得着所应许永远的产业。
For this reason, he is the mediator of a new covenant, so that since a death has taken place for the redemption of transgressions that were committed under the first covenant, those who have been called may receive the promise of the eternal inheritance.
第十六节，凡有一命，必须等到留一命的死了。
And 16, for where a covenant is, there must of necessity be the death of the one who made it.
十七节，因为人死了，一命才有功效。若留一命的尚在，那一命还有什么用处呢
？17. For a covenant is valid only when men are dead, for it is never enforced while the one who made it lives.
这里的一命就是我们现在所知道的是遗嘱。
Here, the covenant or testament is what we understand nowadays a will.
我们都知道，我们这个得永远的生命是白白的恩典。
We all know that this eternal life is given to us freely.
是我们每一个基督徒的经历。
It's every Christian's experience.
所以在遗嘱里面呢，只要这个立遗嘱的人签字就可以了。
So in the will, as long as the testator signs the document, then it comes into force.
这个受益的人呢，
The beneficiary doesn't have to sign the document nor pays any cost.
但是这里又说主耶稣是我们的中保。
And here the verse tells us that the Lord Jesus is our mediator.
这个中保的意思就是有这个中保在就表示双方都签约了。
As long as the mediator exists, it tells us that both sides of the will of the covenant have signed the document.
也就是说，这个神要立这个新约呢，我的理解可以想，好像分成两个部分或两个性质。For
me, it seems for God to establish this new covenant, God has to do it in two stages, or it possesses two natures.
遗嘱的部分呢，神已经完成了，因为我们都得到一个新的生命，一颗新的心。On
the part of the will or the covenant, it seems God has already accomplished that because we all have received a new life with a new heart.
可是另外一部分怎么办？我们的部分怎么办？What
about the part on our side?
我不晓得你们有没有签约，我记得我没有签这个约。
I don't know. Have you ever signed the covenant? It says here, I know I have not.
因为我们读旧约圣经，这个就知道以色列人曾发誓说，耶和华所吩咐的，他们必定遵行。Because
as we read the Old Testament, we know that Israelites once swore to God that whatever He said, we will do.
但是我们也知道，以色列人不但失败了，而且失败得很严重。
Then again, we know that all Israelites failed and failed gravely.
我想我们都有这个经历，我们是要靠着行为，或是靠着外面的工作，我们一定失败。And
we all have the same experiences. We are doomed to fail as long as we depend on our own works, on external acts.
所以我至少我不敢签约。
Therefore, on my part, I wouldn't dare to sign this covenant.
但是神已经把我们放在这个新的约里面。However,
God has already placed us in this new covenant.
主耶稣呢，保证我们不会像以色列人一样，我们的部分一定会实现。And
Lord Jesus guarantees us that we will not be like previous Israelites, and we will fulfill our part.
神也知道我们里面有挣扎，我们是软弱的。God
also knows that we all have these inner struggles and we are all weak.
所以圣灵呢也在帮助我们。Therefore,
Holy Spirit is also helping us.
我怎么知道圣灵在帮助我们呢？
Now, how do I know that Holy Spirit is helping us?
我们因为我们在查经的时候交通里面，你。 我们会感觉到我们这个里面呢，有对的弟兄姊妹的交通有回应的，想回应的。Because
in the Bible study, among the fellowships, you know that your heart would echo the other brothers and sisters sharing.
而且我们里面的感动，我们有时候是说不出来的。And
this inner prompting or touching simply cannot be expressed outwardly.
所以这个查经以后会重新得力，我想这是其中的原因之一。And
I believe this is one of the reasons why after Bible studying that we could be refreshed in strength.
主也知道我们的软弱，所以他要我们跟他学，学他的样子。The
Lord does know our all weaknesses, therefore He exhorts us to learn from Him.
主自己呢，把自己献上当祭物，他为羊舍命呢，是自己愿意的。The
Lord, being willing Himself, has offered Himself as a sacrifice for His sheep.
所以我们呢，也要学习甘心乐意的把自己献上当祭物。Therefore,
we have to learn from Him, freely, willing, offer ourselves to Him as a sacrifice.
这个话有点难。
This saying is hard to hear.
Yeah. 所以保罗呢，我们很熟悉的保罗用神的怜悯呢，劝我们将身体献上当做活祭。
Therefore, Paul, using this very familiar verse, by God's mercy, telling us to present our bodies as a living sacrifice.
保罗劝我们, 就表示这个不是一个神的命令, 是必须自己愿意的。
As Paul beseeches us, you know that this is not a command from God. You have to be willing on your own part.
主也早就知道我们的软弱, 所以, 主告诉我们。
The Lord has long beforehand known our weaknesses, so therefore he tells us.
我们熟悉就是主说若有人要跟从他必须否认自己天天背起自己的十字架来跟随他。And
we all know very well what the Lord said. He said that if anyone desire to follow me, let him take up his cross and daily follow me.
否认自己呢就跟祭物一样没有主权。To
deny yourself, it's just like a sacrifice animal which has no own rights.
背起自己的十字架呢,必须是我们自己愿意的,是主动的。Now,
take up your cross, that means you take the initiative willingly doing so.
讲到这个神的律法呢,主曾经回答法利赛人这样说。As
we talk about the law of God, and then our Lord Jesus once replied this to Pharisees.
主说要我们尽心尽性尽意爱主我们的神。
Our Lord Jesus said that to love your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength.
这是律法里面第一而且最大的一条诫命。
This is the first among all the laws.
所以这个律法呢，在以色列人来讲是。
Laws to Israelites signify outward actions.
但是这个律法写在我们心里面的是活的。However,
the law that God has written in our hearts is living.
这是一件非常奇妙的事。This
is such an amazing thing.
讲到这个献祭呢，这个在新约的恩典时代里。
In the age of grace in New Testament, when we talk about offering sacrifices, the first thing that comes to our mind is that we pray.
保罗在罗马书第八章二十六节他说,
In Romans 8:26, Paul says this,
况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助, 我们本不晓得怎样祷告, 只是圣灵亲自用说不出的叹息, 亲自用说不出的叹息为我们替我们祷告。
In the same way, the Spirit also helps our weaknesses, for we do not know how to pray as we should, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words.
这里不晓得怎么祷告也可以翻译成不晓得为什么事情祷告。
Here it says we do not know how to pray as we should could have another translation means we don't know to pray about what.
所以我们在祷告里面呢，要求圣灵启示我们。
Therefore, in our prayers, we have to ask the Holy Spirit to reveal these matters to be prayed about to us.
把他所听到的都说出来。
So that the Holy Spirit will utter to us whatever He has heard from God.
使我们晓得要为什么事情祷告。
Therefore, we would know to pray for what matters.
我想这是献活祭里面我们必定要做的。
I believe this is one of the essential things as to offering sacrifices to God, which we must do.
这也是神喜欢把他要做的事先告诉我们。
This is another incident to show you that God simply delights in showing what He is about to do to you in beforehand.
神盼望呢，我们先寻求他的心意，这样子我们就可以与他同工。God
wants us first to seek His will, then we could co-work with Him.
保罗也说这个献活祭是神的怜悯。
Paul also says that this is God's mercy. You will be able to present yourselves as a living sacrifice.
我们都需要神的怜悯。
All of us need God's mercy.
这是我们也就是神告诉我们，这是我们必须做的。
At the same time, God also says this is something a must do on your part.
从另外一个角度来看呢。
From another standpoint.
像我们这么微小的人。居然能够与这么伟大的神同工。
We, so small, should be able to co-work with this mighty God.
的确是神的怜悯。
Indeed, this is truly from His mercies.
当然我们都知道我们的祷告呢是对我们自己一种保护。
Of course, we also know that our prayers is a protection for ourselves.
我们就不会像刚刚弟兄所教导，我们不会受到巴兰或耶西别的教训的影响。
Just as our brother mentioned before, that we will not be influenced by all the doctrines of Balaam or Jezebel.
我这里用一个不完全的例子来说明。
Here I would like to use an imperfect example to explain what I just said.
有一个弟兄呢，在家里做工作，油漆墙壁。
There is this one brother who's painting all his house, and he's working on that project.
这个他有一个小孩还在地上，年纪小还在地上玩他的玩具。
And he has this young kid playing his own toys on the ground.
妈妈在旁边看到，就在他耳边小声的说。
And the kid's mom seeing this and whispered in his ear,
告诉这个孩子去问爸爸要不要帮忙。
Telling her child, ask dad if he needs any help.
这个孩子呢也很听话，就放下了玩具，问他爸爸要不要帮忙。
So the kid is very obedient, so he put down his toys and went to ask his dad, Dad, do you need any help?
这个父亲听了当然很高兴啊，所以他马上去准备一桶小油漆、小刷子。
So the dad, upon hearing this, of course, is very delighted. Right away, he prepared a small bucket of paint, and then a small brush for the kid.
所以在这个墙壁的一角呢，教他的孩子怎么刷油漆。
Therefore, he teaches the kid how to paint the wall at the corner of that quarter.
过一会呢，这个孩子把油漆刷完了。
In a little while, the kid was done with his painting.
父亲当然是称赞他。
Of course, the father would praise his kid.
这个小孩很高兴的又回去玩他的玩具。
And the little one was so excited, he just went back to play his toys again.
然后父亲下来把他这个孩子他孩子游去过的地方再重新漆一遍。
But the father had to come down to that same spot where the kid was working to repaint the whole thing all over again.
这样的情形小孩子的碰到好几次。
And things like this, the kid actually has encountered several times.
这个孩子还不错，还愿意常常问他的父亲要不要帮忙。
And this is a good kid because he often asked his dad, do you need my help?
这个孩子呢，有一天跟他母亲说。
So one day the kid said to his mom,
他说，爹地要做工呢，一定要我帮忙，要不然呢就做不好。
Daddy cannot do well his job unless he has my help.
我们的服事有时候就像这个孩子一样。
So our service is very much sometimes like this little kid.
这个父亲的感受就非常不一样。
But the father's feeling toward the whole matter is different.
原来他这个做家里的工作是非常枯燥也辛苦的。
Because painting the house is very boring and also laborious.
但是有他的孩子来帮忙。
But with his kid on the side helping him.
虽然他的工作增加了，时间增长了。
Even though his work, the task of his work and the time to do so has increased.
反而不觉得辛苦，还多了一份喜乐。
But the father does not think it's strenuous. Instead, he had actually had this sense of joy in him.
保罗在腓立比书也劝过我们，要我们恐惧战惊，做成我们得救的功夫。
And also Paul admonished us in Philippians, telling us that to fear and tremble, work out your salvation.
的确呢，要能配做主耶稣的门徒呢，是要很辛苦的，是要付出代价的。
Indeed, to be Lord Jesus, to be worthy, to become Lord Jesus' disciple, is requiring your efforts and extra cost, and it could be arduous.
作为一个基督徒，不是一件容易的事情。
Being a Christian is never an easy job.
但是我们在祷告里面呢，有一天能够摸到神的心意呢，但这个祷告呢，这个喜乐呢，是没有办法形容的。
But in your prayer, should one day you touch upon the will of God, that joy simply is not expressible.
所以跟随主的路呢，就跟刚刚弟兄交通的，的确有喜乐。
So, the journey to follow the Lord, just as our brother shared, indeed, there is much joy.
这个喜乐呢，不是这个世界有的。
However, this joy does not come from this world.
有一天我们尝到的时候，你说我还要。
One day when you actually taste it, then you would say, I want it more.
回到这个小孩子的成长的过程。
Now let's come back to the example in which the little kid is growing up.
他小时候这个看到他父母也追随主。
When he was young, he saw his parents following after the Lord.
他看到他父母呢，有挣扎，也有软弱。
He actually witnessed all the weaknesses and struggling of his parents.
而且呢，有很多地方还是失败的。
And in many cases, they utterly failed.
Yeah. 这个孩子后来长大了，他有自己的孩子。
Then the child grew up, in turn, had his own children.
他开始体会到他父母所碰到的难处。
He started to appreciate all the hardships that his own parents encountered.
在他父母年老的时候呢，他常常很惊讶他父母的改变。
And when his parents grew old at their old age, he was often amazed about their transformation.
就像诗篇所说的,
As Psalm says,
他们年老的时候仍然结果子, 满了枝桨常发青。
They will still yield fruit in old age, and they shall be full of sap and very green.
所以这个孩子也学会了怎么样帮助他的孩子更早的认识主耶稣。
So this child also learned to help his own children to know the Lord Jesus as early as possible.
也帮助他的孩子学习怎么样体会神的心意。
He also learned how to help his children to understand God's will.
所以基督徒的工作呢，蛮辛苦的，不但我们要把我们的经历分享跟我们的孩子。
So yes, Christian's work is strenuous because not only do we have to share what we have learned with our children,
好的不好我们都分享。
Be it good or bad, which we have learned.
但因为我们的孩子呢，会从我们在年老的身上得到帮助，这个孩子知道他所相信的这位神是又真又活的神。
And also, our children will learn as we age that the God that the child's parents believe is true and living God.
好，我的分享就到此。
This concludes my sharing here.
We thank the Lord for the sharing from the brothers.
感谢主啊，弟兄们的分享。
I think we can all take away something from each of the brothers sharing.
我想每一个弟兄的分享都有啊，我们所值得回忆的。
That we need to be careful and be on guard against the teaching of Jezebel.
我们要小心这个耶西别这个世界的。
That in our service to the Lord, we should always serve according to the leading of the Holy Spirit and not according to tradition.
在我们服事当中，我们要靠着圣灵的带领，不要靠着传统。
And that we can also learn today that we should always rejoice in the Lord always, and the secret to that is abiding in Him, and also it is in our attitude and will.
我们要学会靠主在主里面的喜乐，而且我们的我们的态度要对。
And I think the last story from the brother who shared about the prayer of the Christian who got robbed is a great example of the kind of attitude that one should have.
就是一个刚刚有弟兄所分享基督徒被抢的那个态度呢，也是我们应该有的。
And lastly that.In our service to the Lord, because of the covenant which He's established with us, our reaction should be to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice and to deny ourselves and take up our cross daily.
Yeah, 所以另外弟兄所分享的就是要我们献活祭啊，背起天天背起自己否认自己，天天背起自己的十字架来跟随主。
And I think the last example He shared of the parent and child is also a good one.
他所分享的这个父亲跟孩子的例子也是一个很好的例子。
Especially for those of us who are parents right now.
特别是我们现在还当父母的。
That the importance of bringing our children to the Lord as early as possible.
这个越早带我们的孩子能够亲近主。
And to be a good role model for our children.
我们自己要成为我们孩子好的榜样。
So thank the Lord for the sharing.
感谢主在主里的分享。
So now if you open up your bulletin with me.
请